I want to discuss today the inyan of Pirsa Omer, but the basic problem, well known question, why mitzvah Pirsa Omer do not make a bracha of Shechayam? All the mitzvahs that we do, most of the mitzvahs we do, make a Shechayanu, like this on Hanukkah, whatever it is, all different mitzvahs we have, we make a Shechayanu. Why on the mitzvah of Pirsa Omer do we not make a Shechayanu? That's the actual inyan which I would like to talk about.
You mean the first day?
First time? Yeah, correct. First time, why don't we make a rock of Shechayanu? Very topical to this week's Pasha, Pasha's Emor. Pasha's Emor, we're actually in the middle of Sfiras HaEmor at the moment, and Pasha's Emor, this week's Pasha, that is the Makor for Sfiras HaEmor. The Torah brings down the Moedot, Eile Moedot, Hashem HaShtigoyot and Moedot, and the Torah brings down Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shoshana Yom Kippur, everything. And it's interesting to note that in the middle of, it's actually in this chronological order, but one could wonder, Sfiras HaEmor is really nothing to do with Yom HaTov. Sfiras HaEmor is a mitzvah. It happens to be sandwiched between Pesach and Shavuot, Mochot HaShabbos, but the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor is really nothing to do with the actual Yom HaTov of the Moed. And one could wonder, and one could ask a shayla, why is it that the Sfiras HaEmor, we start off in the middle of the Torah starts off, Eile Moed HaShem HaTigrei Torah Moed HaShem, carry on the Torah, Pesach, start with the Shabbos, Pesach, etc. We all know the Hemshech Apostles who say every night in the year and before Sfiras HaEmor. So the question would be asked, why is Sfiras HaEmor sandwiched in the middle of the Inyanim of the Yom Tovim? It's not really a Shaykhus, L'Choira, there's no Shaykhus, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor and Hilchus Yom Tov, L'Choira no Shaykhus one to the other. So why do you start off? We start off with the whole state of the state of the Yom Tov. Eile Moed HaShem HaShtikoyot and Moedot, possibly say in the Kiddush of Yom Tov. And in the middle we stick in there the Inyan of Sfiras HaEmor. That's something else which we maybe, hopefully, during the course of this Shir, we'll be able to understand. When we talked about before, the question we started with, why don't we make a bracha of Shechayanu on Sfiras HaEmor? That question is asked by the Rishonim. And the Rishonim give various Hirutim, various answers to understand why we don't make Shechayanu. There's a Balamor, the last Balamor in Masechta Pesachim, right at the end of Pesachim, and the Ram there actually Marek a bit, explains a little bit more. But he says very interesting. He says the Ram or the Balamor says that we know Sfiras HaEmor, we'll quote it later on, maybe more variches, but Sfiras HaEmor is actually a zecher to the Korban HaEmor. That's why most poskim hold, except for the Rambam, most poskim hold that Sfiras HaEmor b'zman hazeh is only drabonon. There's actually a question that people ask: How do we say when we say the Yerotim beforehand? We say a loshen as the Sfatan Machem, we bring the Psukim, and we say Ki'ilu, it's a mitzvah Tavinu, Kamoi we write with Mitzvah from the Torah. I mean, that Torah was Mitzvah. And people ask the question because the Shita of the Rambam is if somebody says on a brought a mitzvah to drabonon, he says it's the Raisa. He's over Issa's Bal Tosif. You're not allowed to add on anything to the Torah. That's a question which is well known. I'm not going to discuss that at the moment. But we see actually most poskim hold, except for the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam is that Sfiras HaEmor is managed as the Raisa. So most poskim hold, chutz from the Rambam, they all hold that Sfiras HaEmor in our times, the Zana there, is only a mitzvah of drabonon. Why is it only a mitzvah of drabonon? Because since mitzvah Sfiras HaEmor is, if you see it in the parsha, if somebody who learns the mitzvah Shem this week, everybody will learn the Chumash Rashi. You learn through the parashah and you see that Sfiras HaEmor is brought together with the mitzvah of Korban HaEmor. The whole Arichas there, the Pesukim say. Stop. Stop. Dabar shalom Moshe Leimer. Dabar b'nei Yisrael amata len ki savoy ala oret. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, this is parashah Chof Gimel, Pofik Yud. כי תבואי על האורת אשר נמריסם לכם, קצרתם, תראה, והרבהתם את אוימר, ובין לקורבן אוימר. And then, פוסק תסבוב, I won't go into the whole הריכת בין תפסוקים, פוסק תסבוב, וסרתם לכם ומוחת השבוס. So you see there is a קשר, there's a connection between the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor and the mitzvah of Korban HaEmor. So says the Balamor, in that case, since it's only a zecher, the whole reason why we say the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor today, Bizman HaZeh, it's only a zecher for the Korban HaEmor. And Korban HaEmor we don't have. So he says anybody who starts Sfiras HaEmor has, according to Shatip and Har, everybody he feels a bit of pain, and he says, he remembers, oh, we had a Beit HaMikdash, and the Beit HaMikdash is horrible, the Beit HaMikdash has been destroyed, so he has no Hanoi. Now, he's in pain because of it. Pasnisht, Shecheyonu, it's not right to say Shecheyonu when you have pain. That's what the Balamor, Rosh HaBalamor, that's much of the language of the Balamor. You remember the Churban, you remember the Churban. He's not going to say Shecheyonu on such a thing. That's what the Balamor says. In the Iri, in the sect of Sochim, that's an Akudah which I really want to get into. In the Iri, in the sect of Sochim, Davzayim, there's more in Davzayim and Sochim talks about various Sochim. In the Iri, in the sect of Sochim, Davzayim says a very important thing. In the Iri says, the reason why one does not make a bracha Shecheyonu on Tzvir Tzareima is because we made already a Shecheyonu on the night of Pesach, Leila Seder, we made a Shecheyonu and that covers everything. And I always say, that's very sure. You made a Shecheyonu, Leila Seder, we're talking about 24 hours beforehand, before the Tzvir Tzareima. But no Shecheyonu. So we have two questions there. First of all, they're not together. Question number one, 24 hour gap, you make a Shecheyonu here, you bracha there. Number one. Number two, if Shecheyonu, we make a Shecheyonu on the Leila Pesach, what is our Shecheyonu? Our Shecheyonu is on the Yom Tov of Pesach. It's true that we also might see with that Shecheyonu all the mitzvahs there, all the mitzvahs of Matzah, etc., of the Cypriot, the Chayim, the Koshes, all those mitzvahs, we don't make individual Shecheyonu. Leila, when we make a Shecheyonu on Leila Pesach in the Kiddush, we actually might see all the mitzvahs, which is the reason why the Noshim should. If the Noshim light had Lakas and Eretz beforehand, just as a Maimon HaMuzga, the ladies, some berries and hogging about regarding had Lakas and Eretz on Yom Tov, if it's not Shabbos. There are people who light every Shabbos regular before the Zman, at the time of the Zman or the Ruach, that's the time of night. There are many people, mostly in the Chassidish Olam, they light, the lady lights when the husband comes home from shul. That's such a different minute. But if the lady would light beforehand, like most, a lot of people do, the light at the regular time of Adlokas Neiris, one could suggest that the bracha of Shecheyonu which he makes should not work for all the mitzvahs of Leila Seder. Why? Because you can't do those mitzvahs now. You can't eat matzah now, you can't eat mora now, you can't do Tzipras Yisrael now. We're talking about, like, let's say, for example, I don't know what times were over here, let's say the time was 7 o'clock was Zman, and 8:30 was Nach, and you come up to the Seder later on. You can't eat at 7 o'clock, nobody eats matzah. Somebody eats matzah at 7 o'clock, he hasn't been yotzeh. So how would the Shecheyonu that a lady makes on the bracha of, together with the bracha of Al-Hadik Nesh and Yomtiv, it can't work, the Shecheyonu and the can't work for later on. So there would be a mocker to say that the lady of the house should be mechaven the Shas, the Shecheyonu, the husband makes in Kiddush, and she should think that this Shecheyonu should actually go on the mitzvah of the Laila. Just as a separate nekudah, remember mitzvah for next year. But nevertheless, the Miri says that the bracha of Shecheyonu which we make, Job can be what's called a delayed action bracha. You can make a bracha of Shecheyonu bizman leila seida, and that should work for when? For the Tzvir Tzareima the next day. Okay, so we see that's one nekuda, that he's delaying the action. Number two is, there's no shaykes between the two. Leila seida, you made a bracha, you know, some Pesach, Matzah, tomorrow, everything. I could understand that the Shecheyonu you're making Kiddush has a shaykes to the mitzvahs of the area. But lechoda, the bracha of Tzvir Tzareima, if something happens on the second day of Yom Tov, it's nothing to do with Pesach. It's absolutely, it's got absolutely no shaykes to Pesach. Pesach is a one mitzvah, Tzvir Tzareima is a separate mitzvah. Why should the Shecheyonu of one work for the other? So we have two questions. Again, just to recap, two questions. Question number one is, why do we say that the bracha of Shecheyonu, which was made Leila Seder, can work for 24 hours later? Question number one. Question number two, how do we say that the bracha of Shecheyonu, which is on Pesach, which is Bechalal, has no shaykhet, has no kesher, has no connection to the mitzvah of Tzvir Tzareima, how can one bracha which has no shaykhet work for another bracha? It was like when someone would stand on Hanukkah and say, I want to now make my Shecheyonu for the Megillah on Purim. It wouldn't work. So why does it work about 6 months later, because it's one day later? Why should it be any shaykhet? So why should there be a shaykhet between Pesach and Tzvir Tzareima? With regard to the first question, we do find, I'm not necessarily going to answer it, I'm just going to show that I found two places where we do find this musik, this principle of a delayed action bracha, we'll call it, a delayed action shecheyonu. Actually, one is delayed action and one is free action. The first one is in the Rosh in the Masechta Sukkah, in the fourth Perek, Siman Beis, and Rosh there says, we know we have a minhag that we make a Shechayanu in the Sukkah. On the Sukkot, we make a Shechayanu, we mechaven on the Sukkah, we mechaven on the Kedushas Hayom, that's our Shechayanu. In the morning, we come to Shul, every take the Lulav and the Esrei, and we make also the first day, we make also a Shechayanu. The Rosh says, and there is a tab, actually the Rosh wants the Paskin, that one does not make a Shechayanu on the first day of Sukkot on the Arba Minyan, on the four Minyan. Why not? Says the Rosh, because he made a Shechayanu on the Sukkah at night, and the Shechayanu which you made on the Sukkah, the Shechayanu which you made on Kedushas Yom Tov of Sukkot, that Shechayanu covers everything. So here we see our first problem seems to be minimized on Kaponim. You see that there is such a thing as a Shechayanu. Shechayanu, what is Shechayanu? Shechayanu, we think Shechayanu v'kimonu v'kiyomu l'adman hazeh. The man came, the Indian came, we have a simcha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was a zakah of. We have the merit to come to this time when we can recant this mitzvah. So really, one could actually understand it. The mitzvah of Arba Minim is a Sukkot Tikkun mitzvah, and Achanami we're going to do it only tomorrow morning, but the Shechayanu can cover it. Okay. Another example, which is even more Mechudosh, is the Rosh in Masechta Pesachim. Another Rosh, also Rosh. Masechta Pesachim, Davov. There the Gemara discusses, why don't we make a Shechayanu on the mitzvah of Biur Chometz? Again, everybody knows Leila Avodah, the night of the 14th, the night of the night before Pesach, we all look for chametz, we do our bedikas chametz. The next morning, we do the shekas chametz. We make a bracha before the bedikah. We make a bracha shekishanim the first bezeronu al beil chametz. So the Gemara discusses why when there's some brachas which say al beil chametz and some brachas which say la, right? There's some which say la, some which say al. That is the Gemara's discussion. But the Rosh in the middle of the discussion, the Rosh puts in, why don't we make a shekishanim? Again, so there are again various answers to this thing. Some say because we're going to destroy our chomer. That's not something which you have an awe from. We're going to destroy chomer, you don't have an awe from it, you don't make a Shechayanu. That's one teretz which is bought. The Rosh, what he says is a teretz, the Shechayanu, which we're going to make, not that we have made, the Shechayanu we're going to make the next night, the next evening, on Pesach, that Shechayanu will be mostly our bracha of Shechayanu, which we needed to make on the particular chomer. And that is already much more schwer. That's already much more difficult to understand. Because this lame in the case we made a Shechayanu, we'll say, okay, there's a man came. There's a man of Sukkot came. There's a man of Sukkot came, so we can understand that the Shechayanu which you made on Sukkot should continue on. There's a man of Sukkot, and that includes the lulav which you take 12 hours later the next morning in shul, when you shuffle the lulav, so you say you have your Shechayanu from the previous evening. So that's kenech pashtein. That I can understand. But to say that the Shechayanu that we do, that we make on Leila Seder should be moitzia for 24 hours previously, that's really more difficult to understand, let's put it that way. So the Taz says something similar idea. The Taz in Hilchot, I think it's top lamed base, the Taz brings this Rosh, he says it's not a problem. Why? He says because the whole Issa of Chomet is a Pesach Issa. One is not allowed to have Chomet in the house on Pesach. So the whole purpose of your removing of the Chomet, which was Chazal on the second, Vikas Chomet, Zero Chomet, and the whole Inyan which was Chazal on the second, was all as a Hagdoma, as a prerequisite for the Mitzvah, the Kiyum of the Chag of Pesach. Says the Taz, then I can understand. In fact, he says more than that. The actual Gemara in Masechta Pesachim from the Tarad Amud Beis, the Gemara said, works out when is the Issa Chomet start? When does the Issa Chomet start? We know the Issa Chomet starts like this. We know the time, various times of the Luach, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the Sodis Malachidah Chomet, and then the Sodis Malachidah Chomet. You know, you can eat it at a certain time, and then you have to destroy the Chomet by a certain time. But actually, midday right, and in Hatzorah, the Issa of Chomet starts from Chatzos, half day. Halfway along the day, midday, halachic midday, that is the time that the mitzvah of the Issa to have Chomet in the house. Is to eat and have chametz in the house. That's the time in Asura that it starts. The Rabbanon were makdim for various reasons. Something to go into it now. Various reasons why chametz were makdim. And they said to you, you stop eating 2 hours before that, and you stop. You finish burning it. You finish destroying it an hour in between the two times. Nevertheless, the Issa midoraita is halfway. Where do we learn out from? The Gemara says the prophet, Ach for yom harishin tashvisu soimu boteichem. The Gemara says, Ach l'rabbis for yom harishin. And we split the Yom HaRishon into two, And we call the Gemara calls the 14th of the day of Nisan Yom HaRishon. Although we know Yom HaRishon actually refers to the first day of Pesach. The Gemara Darshan there, that's Yom HaRishon. That's a so you see that Yom HaRishon, Yom HaBar, they called Yom HaRishon in the Gemara. It's called Yom HaRishon. It's not a Shaykhah to Pesach, so we can make a bracha. Okay. Let's recap the second. So we had two questions. Question number one, we said, how do we see delayed action Shechayonim? That we've dealt with that question. We see Aleph by Lulav that the Rosh said you can make a bracha of Shechayonim the night before, and that works for the following day. And Beis, we see even more than that the Shechayonim which you make on Pesach can actually be addressed the previous evening's Likas Chametz. What's the reason? The reason is that both cases, the reason is because the Shechayonu is on the Zman, Shechayonu is on the Yom Tov, Lulav is a Sukkot Tikkadin, and Likas Chometz is a Pesach Tikkadin, I can understand. So we're left with our second question. Our second question was, okay, let's say we understand as a Muslim there is such a concept of delayed action, of making a Shechayonu one time working for later or before. But it can only be when the Shechayonu, when the mitzvah which you're going to do has some connection, some shaykhah to the actual Shechayonu that you're making. L'chayor, Sphere, Sa'oimah has absolutely no shaykhahs. L'chayor, this is what we're going to now address. L'chayor, Shechayonu does not have any shaykhahs to the mitzvah of Leila Seder, Matzah, Moro, of Kedusha Sayomtah. L'chayor has no shaykhahs. So if it has no shaykhahs, so you're making a Shechayonu, it's like making a Shechayonu on Chanukah and thinking about the Megillah on Purim. Which we obviously, and nobody would say that works. So why does it work over here? That's an equivalent which I would like to discuss. We mentioned before an interesting point, that there are Rishonim who say that the mitzvah of Sphere for Oimah Bizman Azeh is Zecher to the Korban Oimah. As we mentioned that before. We said before that the mitzvah of Sphere for Oimah, why Bizman Azeh is the Rabbonim? Because since Midaraita we don't have the mitzvah of the Korban Oimah, the Korban Oimah which was bought on the second day of Pesach, which was made actually from Sa'orim. It was matzah. That cauldron was bought on the second day of Pesach. That cauldron we don't have today. And since we don't have that cauldron today, the mitzvah of Sphere Sa'oma, which is has a shaykhah, the mitzvah of Sphere Sa'oma, which is a zeicher, which is connected to this mitzvah. Since we don't have Sphere Sa'oma today, since we don't have cauldron Sa'oma today, we don't have Sphere Sa'oma today. It's only midrabon. Since it's only midrabon of Sphere Sa'oma. Today, we see a kesher between the mitzvah of Sphirat Oimah and the mitzvah of Korban Oimah. We nevertheless have not yet arrived at our destination. We still don't know whether the Korban Oimah, the Chayyah, also has no shaykhah to Pesach. Korban Oimah is actually bought on the second day of Pesach, but the Chayyah has no connection to Pesach. The Rambam brings down the mitzvah of Korban Oimah. The Rambam has a very interesting lashon. I'll read out the lashon. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tmidim Musafim, and the Rambam says like this: the Pesach is in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Or it was this morning. It is there. Hey, the Pesach makrivim korban musaf v'chol yoyim. On Pesach you makriv a korban musaf. Like we know every day on Pesach we say Musafim Kiyo Chosom, Musafim Kiyo Chosom. Miyoyim Arishin Yedei Meshvi Kimusaf Vashach Adoshim. What is it? Purim Shnayim Ailechot Shiva Kavosim. Etc. Etc. Those amongst you can sing it. Etc. But Yom carries on the Rambam. But Yom Sheni Shel Pesach in the same halacha. In the same halacha, he brings down the Musafim of Pesach. But Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Interesting notion. But Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Shehu Yom Shish Asav Nisan. I don't know what the Rambam is saying. We don't know what the date is. But Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Shehu Yom Shish Asav Nisan. Rambam. Interesting notion. Makrivim Yeter Al Musaf. Shall call yoin more than on the musaf call yoin keves la'oila im oima atnufa a keves one little sheep and the korban ha'oima so who mincha shel tibur kamo shaviyam that is the korban ha'oima. So when the Rambam brings down this din of korban ha'oima, the Rambam brings it down together with the mitzvah of the musafim of the mitzvah of musaf pesach. Every day we bring extra korbanos, we bring a korban of shivik vosim etc. The korban we bring. Added to that, says the Rambam, "V'yoyim sheni shel Pesach, shu yoyim shish asav benisan." I don't know what he means here. "V'yoyim sheni shel Pesach." I think the Hakdama, the Rambam, is telling us, "V'yoyim sheni shel Pesach." Very good. He says that we said before on Yom Rishon could refer to Yudalit. So Rama has to tell us Yom Sheni to Pesach. But the Rama is actually married. And I think that Rama here is making a point, and we'll see more in another Rama later on, that the Yom Sheni of Pesach has an additional Korban Musaf. I don't want to say this thing, it's a bit dangerous. I'm going a bit far maybe. But the if we'd call it a Pesach of the Kedin, let's call it like that. The mitzvah of Korban Omer is not necessarily just the mitzvah of Hevdayim and Nisan, through the 16th of Nisan. It's not necessarily. It's Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. The Noisaf, that's Lashon Rambam. In addition to the Yom Sheni Shel Pesach, Shu Yom Sheni Shel Nisan, Makrivim Yeter Al Musaf Shel Kol Yom. We're Makriv in addition to the Musaf of Kol Yom. What's the Shaykh of the Musaf of Kol Yom? There's a mitzvah of Musafim. We happen to be in the middle of it. Besides the fact we happen to be in the middle of Pesach, we also have an additional din to bring a Korban Ha'omer. No, the Rambam says that the Korban Ha'omer has a connection to the din of Pesach. The Yom Sheni Shel Pesach, Noisaf Al, in addition to this, to the Korban Musaf every day. I don't have so much time, but I just like to say another Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Rambam Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. He talks there about the Mishmoris HaKohuna. I don't know whether everyone knows this concept, but there was the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups. All the Kohanim, 24 Mishpachas, more or less. They out. And every week it changed. Every week it changed. On Shabbos, between Shabbos and Musaf, it changed over the Mishmar. There was the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar Yotzei. It was a Mishmar, like a watch. In other words, the Kohanim who served in the Mikdash, not everybody had the right to serve and come along and serve. They also got the they got out of it. They had meat out of it, they had the skins of the carbonates, they had various benefits from it. So it was every 24 weeks you had a turn. Each group of Kohanim went in a 24 week cycle, there were 24 groups. On Yom Tov, everybody could come. All the Kohanim could come and they could all serve. And they all got halakhic parts of the carbonates. But the Rambam says like this. This is in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Kli HaMikdash. Umitzvah Saseh, Leo is Kol HaMishmores Shovim B'Regolim. All the Mishmores got equal. Pameh Devarim Amurim, but for Korbonos HaRegolim. They got with the specific Korbonos HaRegolim. But the daily Korbonos, Tomeh, and the Korbonos that were bought every day, that belonged to the Mishmah of that particular week. So the Rambam said, sorry? There was a Mishmah of that week, whosever turn it was. And they got the standard carbonas, the carbon tommy, and all the various carbonas which were standard, they got. The special carbonas which were bought because of the regalim, those special carbonas, everybody could have a right to partake of. So the Rambam that is. Now listen to this Russian. Uvchilik lechem aponim, they also got lechem aponim, everybody got. Uvchilik shtei alechem, shalakeres, on Shavuos, there was an extra carbon of shtei alechem. That everybody got. Avon the Dorim on a Dover, so Tmidim, that not. So the Kesef Mishnah says, suspicious by its absence is the Korban HaOmer. Why does the Rambam not mention that the Korban HaOmer they should all get as well? It's an extra Korban, it's a separate Korban, and all the Kohanim should be, since it's not a daily Korban, just like the Rambam mentions the Shtei HaLechem of, with the special Korban which we bring on Shavuot. The Rambam should also mention the Korban HaOmer. According to what we're saying, very good. Because the Rambam says, all the korbanos of the regalim, everybody had a shaychus. Now, if we, according to what we said beforehand, that the korban ha'omer is a pesach nigger korban, it's connected to the regal, so the Rambam's already mentioned that. The Rambam says all the korbanos of the regalim, all the regular korbanos that we have in the regal, those korbanos are all the kohanim have. And he says, besides that, also lechem aponim, and also the shei alechem of aseret. That's nothing to do with the Yom Tov, as a separate korban. They also, all the kohanim get it. Why does the Rambam not mention the korban ha'omer that all the kohanim also get it? The answer is because the Rambam says korbanos haragolim all the kohanim get, all the korbanos which have shaykhs to the regal for the Yom Tov they get. Now, if we say the korban ha'omer has a shaykhs to the regal, if we say the korban ha'omer is a pesach v'kedim, then as I said beforehand, that lost the Rambam, then it's very good. The Rambam says to us, you should know, the Korban HaOmer, well, we've spoken about that already. Why? Because the Rambam said, all the Korbanos of the Regalim, they are contained in they are given to all the Kohanim, and though, together with this korban, with the korban of the regalim, is included also the korban ha'ayma. Why doesn't he mention that? Because she'alechem is not a shvuah tikkadin. She'alechem is something which is completely separate to the mitzvah of shvuah. Whereas korban ha'ayma, that is a mitzvah which is pesach tikkadin. Why? Be'yoyim asheini shu pesach, it's beforehand, not with your. Okay. So we've established the Chayyurah that the Korban Ha'oimah has a Shaykhah to Pesach. If we say that, then we can follow on and say, since we said beforehand, we don't have so much time, so I won't go into the Shaykhah of the Rambam, but since we said, now we know the Korban Ha'oimah has Shaykhah to Pesach, we also know that the Mitzvah of Sfirat Ha'oimah is Zeicheh to the Ha'oimah. So we've now created an opportunity to answer the question that we asked on the Meiri. We asked the question on the Meiri, first the Meiri comes along and says to us, we don't need to make a Shekhe Yonu on Sfirat Ha'oimah. Why not? Because the Shekhe Yonu which we make on Leila Seder works for 24 hours later. So we asked two questions. Question number one, how does it work for 24 hours later? We bought many Mekoyos, we bought sources. You can make a Shekhe Yonu which works for later on. But it has to have a Shekhe. It has to have some connection to the two. If it's got from Chanukah to Purim, it won't work. What's the answer? The answer is, once we say that the Korban Ha'oimah is a Korban of Pesach, and we know, in other words, it's not a separate Korban, it's Midiniya Pesach, the new stuff on the Korban of Pesach, Pesach is a Kidin, and we know that Sfirat Ha'oimah is also a Zeicher to the Korban Ha'oimah, so now we can say that the Sfirat Ha'oimah is also a Pesach the Kidin. Once we say Pesach, Sfirat Ha'oimah, which is Zeicher Ha'oimah, which is a Pesach the Kidin, we can now understand that the Shekhe Yonu of Sfirat Ha'oimah can be contained in the Shekhe Yonu of Leila Seder. We answer both our questions. First question number one, why, how we can have delayed action? That's okay. Where's the Shaykhah between Korban Ha'oimah, Sfirat Ha'oimah and Pesach? The answer is Korban Ha'oimah is a Zeicher to the Pesach, Sfirat Ha'oimah is a Zeicher to the Korban Ha'oimah, and Korban Ha'oimah, as we said, bought two materials from the Rambam, is a Pesach of the Kiddush. On Rosh, we've only got a couple of minutes, the Rambam, this week's Sedra, Pasha the Shavua. Can't get better than that. Ramban, I'll read out the Lashon Ramban. Ramban says, Ramban is in Parsha Chof Gimel Pasuk Lamed Vav, and Ramban, I read just a part of the Lashon Ramban. He says like this: the Tiva b'Chag Hamatzis will command the Chag Hamatzis Shiva Yomim. So yeah, the Ramban's talking about the union of 7 and 8. It's already the 7 is the minimum number which we have. We have 7 days in a week. And Shabbat is the Ben Zug of Klal Yisrael and Shabbat are the Ben Zug. They're together and they connect to make 8. 8 is like Yimei Amila. There's different connotations. So he says like this: the Tiva b'Chag Hamatzis Shiva Yomim b'Kedusha Lefnei Malachreim. You make 7 days of Pesach. Umono Mimenu. You count from it Tisha v'Arba'im Yom, 49 days. Shiva Shavuot Kimei Olam. In other words, seven times 7 days, either we like corresponding to 7 days of the week. Each week, we know with the spheres, the chesed, the gevurah, the teferes, netzach, hod yisrael, malchus, the 7 different spheres. Each week is like one day. The kaddish yom shmini to shmini shel chag. The 8th day, which is shavuos, in other words, if we say that the 7 weeks is like each week is a day, the 8th day will be shavuos, and it's called atzeres. Shmini atzeres is also called atzeres, which is the 8th day of Sukkot. Shemini Atzeres is also called Atzeres. So the Ramban says to us there is a connection between Shavuos, and Shavuos is actually called the Yom Tov of Atzeres. One of the names of Shavuos is called the Yom Tov of Atzeres. There's a connection between Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres. Hayomim, now listen to this lashon. Hayomim hasfurim bentayim kecholer shel moed. The days which we count in between Pesach and Shavuos are like chol moed bein harishon Pesach. Bein Hashmini, that is Shavuos. Behu Yoy Matan Torah, that's the day of Matan Torah. Sheherom Boy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed at Isher Hagdoila, the big fire. Udvarav Shomu Mitoicha Eish, and that. Velachein Yikur Rabbi Yisenu Bechol Makom Chag Shavuos Atzeres. So the Ramban tells us, that the union of Shavuos, the union of Sfirat Ha'oimah, is actually a Chol Hamoed Pesach. It's a long Chol Hamoed Pesach which is connected from Pesach until Shavuot. I haven't got time to read out the Lashon of the Chinuch, but the Chinuch is a beautiful Lashon, only if we have time, in Mitzvah Shin Vav. The whole, we know that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, we were told, Tavdun Efe Lekim Al-Ahor Azeh. The whole matara, the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Klal Yisrael going out of Egypt, was one purpose only. They should come. The whole connection, the whole reason, the whole purpose, the whole tachlis of coming out of Mitzrayim was to be mekabel the Torah. The Ramban says that this is one long Chol HaMoed Pesach, which starts at Pesach, and we go up and up and up and up and up and up and up. We know the 48 kinyonim that the Torah is nikkus for him. There's an interesting idea which I saw on the Slonim of Sforim, that we bring the Korban Ha'oimer is a Soirim, and the Korban, which is Michael Behemah is Soirim, and the Korban Shealechim, which we bring on Shavuot, is Chitim, which is Michael Odom. The person starts off, they came out of the Mitzrayim, the Bechina of the Behemah, and slowly, 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 one builds oneself up to an Odom, an Odom HaSholim, and then one can be recovered the Torah. So, according to Al-Pi Drush, we have a beautiful answer to our, just finishing off, a beautiful answer to our question on the Neri, why do we make Shechayana on Sfiyat Raim on Pesach? The answer is Rabbi Yitzai, Sfiyat Raim on Pesach at the Kedin. Why? It's one long Chol HaMoed. Pesach starts off, and we start off with the beginning, and we continue with a one long Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Pesach, we're now in Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rabbi Yitzai. Middle of Chol, we're now day 25. Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Pesach. Not with it this morning. Chol HaMoed Pesach. Sunday morning. We're in the middle of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Amit Hashem. That's why we're zoicha to be able to set the Shechayonu on Sfirat Oimo. What's Sfirat Oimo do Pesach? We're in the middle of Pesach still. We're in the middle of Chol HaMoed Pesach. And with that, we keep continue the whole matara, the whole purpose of our Pesach, our Chol HaMoed Pesach is Tazot and Lekim of Harad there. Go for the Bechinas of the Hema. The Zoicha to the Kavel. Toya to the Bechinas of an Odom. The Arab of a year. Okay.